A bizarre law allows for a disgruntled parent who separates from their spouse to then literally abduct their kids and run off into the night. If there's dispute, co-parenting doesn't exist in Japan. The mother or father who was last living with the children is automatically awarded sole custody.
Ya no te pierdas ningún contenido porque no te llegó la notificación. Únete a nuestra comunidad privada de Discord. No te pierdas nada de material en esta y en otras plataformas. Además, disfruta de más secciones y de la conversación con la comunidad. Enlaces en la descripción.
You'll likely find this crazy, but in Japan, it's legal to kidnap children. Yes, legal. A bizarre law allows for a disgruntled parent who separates from their spouse to then literally abduct their kids and run off into the night. If there's dispute, co-parenting doesn't exist in Japan. The mother or father who was last living with the children is automatically awarded sole custody. Now, while other countries are free to make up their own rules, no matter how strange, in this case, there are 82 Australian kids innocently caught up in the mess. In a joint 60 Minutes, Sydney Morning Herald and Age investigation, North Asia correspondent Eric Bagshaw reports that the seemingly sensible idea of shared custody is as alien to the Japanese as a ban on whaling.
With a population of 37 million, there are more people in Tokyo than any other city in the world. But in every crowd, there are just two faces Scott McIntyre is desperate to spot. His children, Hinata and Harugo.
I mean, it's completely needle in a haystack kind of material, but you never know.
He hasn't seen them since 2019, when they were taken by their mum.
Everywhere I am, I walk and I look. The chances of seeing the kids are, you know, millions to one. But who knows, you know, people win the lottery.
Do you remember what they look like? What they smell like?
No. You don't remember what it feels like to hold them. You don't remember the smells, good or bad. And most difficult of all is you remember what they look like, but you don't know what they look like now. So it's like they're frozen in time.
It is absolutely gut-wrenching that I'm not allowed to see my kids.
82 Australian children have been abducted by a parent in Japan as a result of the country's sole custody laws.
It's extremely devastating and frustrating and upsetting continuously, and it just never ends.
There are also more than 100 kids from France, almost 500 from the United States, and hundreds of thousands from Japan itself.
You don't know where they are, how they are, if they're well or not, happy or not.
The parents left behind have little hope of ever seeing their kids again.
How did we get to this point? How did Japan, a country that has one face to the world, that says we're a modern democratic nation, but underneath there's this darkness?
Japan's custody rules are unlike those in almost any other democracy. It seems almost inconceivable to us, but under Japanese law, divorced couples can't share custody of their children. Instead, the parent who is last living with the kids gets sole custody and the power to block the other parent's access. It's a bizarre system, and the strangest part is it allows parents to kidnap their children and get away with it.
I didn't really know that this was a thing, you know? I mean, you know, we grew up in Australia where, I mean, you can't kidnap children.
In 2019, Scott was living here in Tokyo with his Japanese wife and their Australian-born children, Hinata and Harugo, who he adored.
We were laughing and singing, you know, playing down the park. We were so close, we had such an amazing relationship.
But then he was devastated to discover his wife had been unfaithful. He wanted to save the marriage, though those hopes were crushed when, out of the blue, she took the kids up the road to visit her parents and never came home.
Sometimes I think, you know, is today the day where an email will come? If the phone rings, you think, is it them? But I know it's probably not, but you live with the hope.
That day when your children left your house for the last time, what was it like going back home?
It's heartbreaking. I used to take the soft toys and the blankets and, you know, take them into my bed, or I'd sleep in their bed, you know, just little things that you're trying to feel close with them.
And to break anyone, really, having a child and then having them being taken away and then not have any contact is cruel in anyone's book.
5 years ago, when Randy Kavanagh split from his Japanese wife, she abducted their daughter and cut him off. Before he'd even realised what was going on.
I broke down a couple of times and then got on the web. There's no chance of getting access after they've gone. After they've been abducted the first time, you won't see your child again. That's a bit rough.
Despite his pain, Randy considers himself lucky because at least he knows where Anna is.
First word she spoke was daddy. So.
Even though he's not allowed to spend time with his little girl, she lives in the same town. So every time he heads out, there's a chance he might run into her.
The glimpse I get, Eric, is a photo shot that I keep in my memory bank. And there's only been two or three in the last 5 years. So better than nothing, mate. Better than nothing.
The last time he saw Anna, she was shopping with her mother.
I said, it's daddy here, and I love you, I miss you.
How does she respond?
She couldn't take her eyes off me, so followed me all the way out to the car and then was speedily rushed off by her mum.
Unlike Randy, Scott has no idea where his children are, despite going to desperate lengths trying to find them. At first, he begged the police for help.
I went back day after day after day, and then eventually the police said, this is a family problem, it's got nothing to do with us whatsoever.
So then Scott went looking for Hinata and Harugo himself, but ended up in jail for 6 weeks. His crime was trespassing in the lobby of his in-law's apartment block to check if his kids were there.
You were arrested, imprisoned, for trying to find your children.
Yeah. The issue is that I was causing so much trouble for these police by refusing to accept what had happened to the kids. When they had an excuse to try and silence me, they took it.
2 years ago, Scott obtained a yellow notice from Interpol, the global policing agency. The document identifies Hinata and Harugo as international missing persons and should force Japanese police to launch a kidnapping investigation. Scott has brought the notice to his local police station more than a dozen times. But they will not act on the Interpol alert, in breach of Japan's international obligations.
In lots of cases, police won't work because it's very, very usual for the parents to abduct a child and leave their homes.
Masahiko Shibayama has been a member of Japan's government for more than 20 years. On this topic, though, he stands alone. He's ashamed of his country's sole custody system, knowing it tears families apart.
Our parents, by themselves, just run away from the other parent with their children.
Is it embarrassing for Japan?
Yes, of course, I think so. Under this very old system, family system, family will face a very serious crisis, I think.
In Japan also, we have a very long history regarding...
Japan's Ministry of Justice is right now reviewing its custody rules. But family law professor Kyoko Takada thinks the nation is not ready for change. She believes domestic violence is so rife and support services are so bad, sole custody laws are often the only thing keeping victims away from their abusers.
Domestic violence victims really, really anxious about their safety.
There are cases we've looked at, though, where there's no evidence of domestic violence, there's no evidence of abuse. The other parent simply has taken that child away.
Not every non-resident parent will use parental authority abusively, of course. But at the same time, there are so many domestic violence cases.
But for parents who have no charges of violence against them, the system is cruel and unfair. And as you'll see, some are doing extraordinary things to find their missing kids. Is what you're doing illegal?
Yes, it's illegal. Yeah, it's illegal.
Oh, Google, one more time.
2 hours outside of Tokyo, surrounded by reminders of home, Randy Kavanagh is teaching English, the Australian way.
G'day, mate.
Yeah,
right. 自分の自己紹介じゃなくて... Who's this?
Kookaburra.
Who wants to be Mr. Kookaburra?
It's hard to imagine this man banned from seeing his own child.
Big brother, where are you?
How do you do?
But that's exactly what's happened because of Japan's sole custody laws.
You hit rock bottom, Eric. No one seems to want to take this matter seriously. Where is the koala?
When Randy's marriage to a Japanese woman ended in 2018, she took their daughter Anna and blocked him from seeing her. He's been waiting 5 years for the Japanese courts to hear his claim for visitation.
What's that situation been like?
Ridiculous. It's a three-ring circus, to be honest.
With no evidence Randy is unfit to be a father, we wanted to ask his ex, who lives nearby, why she took Anna from him.
Gomendasai, sai ni sundaimasu ka?
At first, it seemed no one was home. But soon enough, Anna's grandma arrived.
We just want to know why Anna can't see Randy.
Unwilling to speak to us.
I know it's a very difficult subject, but we just want to find out why Randy can't see Anna.
She instead called the police.
How does it feel being so close but so far away?
That's the reason I bought this house, Eric, is to be so close, even if it is so far away. At least I'm close and she's able to come to me if she gets the opportunity.
Now, are you feeling Harugo? You're not so tired, are you?
Hinata and Harugo have spent 4 years without their dad, Scott McIntyre. Despite no charges against him, this is the only contact he's been granted by the Japanese courts.
This is nothing. This is not connection between a parent and child. This is
a brief letter from his ex-wife's lawyer saying the kids are happy and healthy.
5 lines of text 3 times in a year. And how can the Japanese government consider this is good for children?
He also won access to their school reports, but they mean nothing because all the information is redacted.
That's a joke, right?
Yeah, I was with them every day. I took them to school in the morning. I did everything at the school. And now the same Board of Education is coming to me, you know, immediately after an abduction and saying, you don't have the right to this information.
The lawyer for Scott's ex-wife did not respond to our questions about why she took their children.
I don't know if I'll get the chance to see them again, but if I do, I want them to know what I did for them, and to try and be proud of their dad.
Some parents are so desperate to find their missing kids, they have to get creative. You won't believe what they're doing with Rumi Ozaki's help.
I have a Twitter account and I have 5,600 people in there.
5,600 parents
yeah.
are trying to reunite with their kids and are looking to you for help.
Yeah, and I think this is a crazy number, isn't it? Kids doesn't know father is coming, of course. Kids knows this bus is coming.
Rumi runs an undercover operation inside this bus that visits schools across Japan. It looks like a museum on wheels, but inside, and in secret, she reunites alienated parents with their children.
The father is hiding inside the bus.
Hiding inside the bus.
The parent is dressed in a costume, so they can't be recognised by their child. But for the mum or dad, just seeing their child's face means everything.
Father is crying inside the costume, but kids doesn't know. But only like 5 minutes and say bye-bye. But he could hold the son and the daughter.
Is what you're doing illegal?
Yes, it's illegal. Yeah, it's illegal.
Do you worry about that?
No. No. I can't close my eyes. I can't close my ear. And I feel like I need to help.
I haven't received any record of the outcome of the investigation.
Randy Kavanagh is constantly on the phone to the Australian Embassy in Tokyo, looking for help navigating this foreign system.
This is the conversation we had last time.
But he feels like he's getting nowhere.
We're back to the same point in time we were 3 months ago when I called about this.
Has the Australian government abandoned these kids?
For sure.
This is an issue where certainly Australian ways and Japanese ways do not align.
It's so delicate, embassy officials aren't allowed to talk publicly about this issue. They're bound by the Australian government's policy of quiet diplomacy. But in 2021, they admitted they were struggling to sway the Japanese government.
And we have been calling out their behaviours, but it's got to be done privately. We know that this is a very sensitive issue, not only for us, but also in Japan. And whether we like it or not, there is actually a lot of opposition to any change within the Japanese system.
What we need now is action from the Australian government, because ultimately they're the ones that need to start
doing something to locate our kids. They're the ones that can do it.
So why won't Australia stand up to Japan?
Did you raise this issue with Mr. Kishida?
It's extremely rare for foreign TV crews to be invited inside Japan's historic National Diet building. But politician Mizuho Umemura needs to make an impression.
This is the Japanese parliament, and my seat is over there.
She wants to get rid of the country's sole custody laws and allow divorced parents to share their kids.
So you have to convince most of this chamber to change these laws.
Yes, it's very hard, but it's worth to try.
The minor party representative is up against a hugely conservative, traditional government that's so far standing by the archaic system. And she needs Australia's help to persuade them.
They're very, very slow at changing anything.
I think so too. In this place, thinking is very old, hard to change.
The Australian Foreign Minister has visited Japan, so has the Australian Prime Minister. Do you want them to talk about this issue with Prime Minister Kishida?
Yes, I really want to. We can't change the law on our own, so we need international help.
Oh, it's distressing every day.
An Australian intervention is long overdue, according to dozens of parents who've lost their kids because of Japan's cruel system.
One parent gets custody of the child and the other parent never sees them again, basically.
They say their ongoing separation from their children is proof our government's strategy of quiet diplomacy has failed.
Australia needs to stand up as a country and say, this is not right and it needs to change.
It's infuriating for them to see our leaders build close ties with Japan, while saying nothing about the country's custody rules, which are ripping Australian families apart.
The relationship between Australia and Japan is so important.
Last November, on a visit to Tokyo, the Prime Minister was reluctant to criticise Japan.
Prime Minister, more than 60 Australian parents say their children have been kidnapped in Japan. Did you raise this issue with Mr. Kishida?
No, but look, I'm very conscious of this issue, and the Australian embassy here continues to provide consulate assistance.
Since coming to office, the Albanese government has had more meetings with Japan than any other country. As our second largest trading partner and a critical military ally, this nation is a friend Australia can't afford to lose. So perhaps it's no surprise that Foreign Minister Penny Wong refused our request for an interview.
Why does Penny Wong claim to be an ambassador, a warrior for human rights, writing newspaper columns on International Human Rights Day, declaring that Australia stands for human rights? No, she doesn't care about our kids in Japan. What she says is one thing, what she does is another. So it's time to stand up. If you genuinely care for human rights, show it.
Scott McIntyre has been without his kids for 4 years. And he fears it will stay that way unless Canberra takes a stand.
Cowards, all of them. The Australian government is complicit, together with the Japanese government, in trying to silence the issue, trying to hide it, because they know it will damage economic relations, trade relations, diplomatic defence relations. They won't come out on the public record and condemn Japan.
We asked Japan's Ministry of Justice for an interview, but no one was willing to explain its sole custody system. The ambassador to Australia, Shingo Yamagami, lives here in Canberra. His ex-wife took his own son away from him, but still he would not speak to us.
Stand up, reach out to me, and help me to locate my kids.
For everything Japan has taken from Scott, he says he'll never leave. He wants his children to one day be able to find their dad, exactly where they left him.
What would you say to them?
I say to them, I love them, that I fought for them, but all that comes after what I asked them. You know, I want to, I'm really curious, you know, who are they? What sports they like, what music they're interested in. I want to know who they are. And Japan doesn't want me to know, and Australia couldn't care less about helping me to know.
The Australian Foreign Minister and the Japanese Embassy in Canberra have both issued statements, which you can read on our website.
Y aquí se acaba el sueño para la mayoría. Dejen, voy poniendo acá el avatar y voy dejando nuevamente el ya visible el video. Pues, ¿qué les puedo decir más allá de lo que hemos visto en este documental? O sea, la cuestión es muy clara en ese sentido de que no hay... es que tenemos que ser realistas también en lo que están pidiendo estos ciudadanos australianos. Que imagínate que un grupo de japoneses va a Australia, hacen familias y luego piden que les cambien las leyes que existen en Australia, ¿no? O sea, eso se va a volver un tema que va a causar conflictos entre Australia y entre Japón. O sea, si volvemos a hacer lo mismo. O sea, es básicamente, hagan de cuenta que, por ejemplo, acá en México, o en más bien Estados Unidos, los mexicanos queremos que cambien acá como el... No sé, digamos algo estúpido, las leyes o la comida insignia de Estados Unidos, de las hamburguesas con papas fritas a las enchiladas, ¿no? O a las quesadillas, yo qué sé. O sea, otra cosa que me parece muy importante es que aquí se puede ver que las... por ejemplo, las costumbres de dos países, dos pueblos, dos etnias que son completamente diferentes, pues están entrando completamente en conflicto. En el sentido de que llega este ciudadano australiano, te aseguro que fue a Japón pensando en que iba a tener mejores posibilidades de formar una familia que en Australia. Y mira cómo son las leyes en Japón. Esto no me lo esperaba. Exactamente, güey. O sea, no por nada en Japón existen los hombres herbívoros. Y fue donde se empezó a ver la influencia de... este tipo de movimientos a lo largo del planeta, ¿no? Que de hecho donde empezó a presentarse este fenómeno primero, o sea, como todo, así como Japón es extremadamente... ¿cómo llamarlo? Bueno, la degradación o la... no sé, el desarrollo en general de la sociedad japonesa va mucho más avanzado en todo aspecto a cualquier otra sociedad en Occidente. O sea, cosas que en Japón empezaron hace 20 años, apenas están presentando en Latinoamérica, pero ya se empezaron a ya tienen años presentándose en Estados Unidos o en Europa, que son países que van, digamos, más adelante en la curva de toda esta degradación y todo este desmadre. Entonces, así como vimos primero los hombres herbívoros, luego vimos el empezar de los MRAs acá en Occidente, que luego se desató con el MGTOW, y luego ya estamos viendo que hay un montón de whips y de nits. O sea, los whips son los pues digamos que hombres inútiles, y de nits que básicamente son los ninis, hombres que ni estudian ni trabajan. Bueno, creo que los whips son más bien los los que son como los otakus, ¿no? Pero de Estados Unidos. Bueno, ya me estoy complicando ahí la cuestión. El punto de todo esto es de que no sé en realidad cuál sea la razón por la cual las mujeres pueden hacer exactamente esto en Japón, por qué les es permitido y por qué esto es una tradición dentro de la sociedad japonesa. Pero mi punto más que nada va más allá en el sentido de que al ser sociedades tan diferentes, yo te aseguro que a este tipo no lo ven como parte de la sociedad japonesa, ¿no? O sea, para nada. O sea, lo ven como un extranjero que es un invasor que no quisieran que esté aquí. Y si ya se reprodujo con alguna mujer japonesa, no van a permitir que esos niños salgan de Japón. Y menos con los problemas demográficos que tienen. O sea, y yo les aseguro que de todas maneras este hombre paga la manutención y les paga pensión. La pensión alimenticia de los niños, y probablemente les pasa algo de dinero a la madre. Eso se los aseguro que forzosamente está pasando. Entonces, así pensamos, ¿no? O sea, de igual manera, como por ejemplo en Tailandia dicen que puedes ir y conseguir una pareja, que porque ahí las chicas son más femeninas, tradicionales, y todo eso, pues en realidad es más de lo mismo, ¿no? O sea, las... Y les digo por qué las japonesas quieren a los hombres caucásicos, o por qué les gustan, o por qué tienen hijos con ellos. Y es porque muchos de los presentadores o las personas que tienen rasgos occidentales combinados con los japoneses, con los asiáticos, hacen las personas más atractivas y que se pueden desarrollar dentro del medio del espectáculo en Japón. O sea, al final es una ventaja competitiva para su descendencia. El hecho de tener rasgos caucásicos combinados con los rasgos asiáticos. Y también, en cierta medida, todas las culturas asiáticas, o sea, no solamente las culturas asiáticas. Bueno, yo diría que especialmente las culturas asiáticas, pero no exclusivamente ellas, también eso pasa mucho aquí en Latinoamérica, y pasa inclusive con los afroamericanos en Estados Unidos, y pasa en Europa, ¿no? Pero sí en Asia. Tener estos rasgos caucásicos, ¿no? O sea, quieren parecerse más a Occidente porque simplemente representa la cultura dominante de este momento, aunque está en plena decadencia. Entonces, pues es eso, o sea, estos hombres que van ahí, hacen una vida y no se enteran de todo esto, pues bueno, ahorita están sufriendo las consecuencias. Y otra cosa que me parece muy importante es de que si ustedes suman a todos los padres de todas las nacionalidades que están mencionando en este reportaje, creo que no sobrepasan más de 1,000 niños que están en Japón. Creo que hay 500 de Estados Unidos, creo que 300 de Australia, 100 de no sé dónde, 100 de no sé dónde tampoco. Entonces, no sobrepasan los 1,000 niños, pero luego dice los cientos de miles japoneses, así, no mames. Mi pregunta es, ¿cómo es posible de que dentro de la sociedad japonesa se permita esto? Y de seguro debe de haber una razón que viene acá de los tiempos milenarios, acá del Japón feudal, donde a las madres se les permitía mantener la custodia de los hijos, porque a lo mejor, no sé, esto me lo estoy inventando, no significa que esto sea verdad. De que, no sé, si la mujer considera que su hombre ya no es suficientemente bueno, la chingada, tiene el derecho de agarrar a sus hijos y de llevárselos. Entonces, si esto se ha transmitido hasta el día de hoy, pues estamos completamente mal. Ustedes dirán, Latin, ¿y cuál es la solución a este problema? Pues la misma solución que es la solución para un chingo de problemas. Tenemos que eliminar ese tipo de derechos que tienen las mujeres en Japón, que básicamente es quitarle los derechos a las mujeres. O sea, limitar más su participación, influencia y poder dentro de la sociedad. Y que si las mujeres quieren llevar a cabo poder de toda índole dentro de la sociedad, lo tienen que llevar a cabo mediante su marido. Y lo tienen que llevar a cabo mediante la formación de familias. Con varios hijos. O sea, ¿ustedes creen que... Yo les aseguro que como Japón es una sociedad que no permite o que no está bien visto que tú manifiestes cuáles son tus pensamientos o, digamos, tus preferencias personales, sino que van por encima... sino que el bienestar de la sociedad está por encima del bienestar individual. Yo les aseguro que hay hombres que saben todo esto y que nunca se van a casar, y esta es una de las razones por las cuales no lo hacen. Pero nadie, ¿cómo se llama? Ninguno de ellos es abierto al respecto, ni siquiera hablan acerca de estos pinches... ninguno habla acerca de estos temas. Y ve nada más. Y obviamente que el embajador de Australia o el embajador de Japón les interesan un chingo de temas que tienen que hablar en manera de... política exterior, y no este tipo de pendejadas personales que solo afectan a un puñado de personas, y solamente hay una presión internacional porque hay unos cuantos niños que no pueden ver a sus padres de un país así muy, muy grande. Pero bueno, por acá comentaban de que solamente una crisis muy grande o algún cambio, alguna guerra podría provocar de que esos hombres pudieran llegar a ver a sus familias. ¿Y sabes qué? ¡Estás en lo cierto! Pero mira, probablemente, así como van las cosas y como está el panorama económico, y que Japón ya está haciendo monetización de deuda por lo súper, súper, hiper endeudados que están, Japón va a empezar a sufrir una inflación brutal cada año. Primero van a ver que la inflación es alta y luego el siguiente año se duplica. y el siguiente año se triplica, y el siguiente año es el doble que el año anterior, y así va creciendo exponencialmente hasta que Japón llega a un nivel de hiperinflación. Entonces, si Australia o estos países occidentales todavía no les está yendo peor que a Japón, ustedes van a ver que estas mujeres probablemente van a buscar la ayuda de estas personas para irse al extranjero, ¿verdad? ¿Verdad? Como suelen ser las mujeres convenientemente yendo a la persona que traicionaron, pero cuando ésta les ofrece un beneficio que no podían obtener en la posición en la que anteriormente estaban. Entonces, ese es el único camino que veo, pero por ejemplo, no sé cuál sea la situación económica de Australia, que la verdad no me he metido a ver ese tema. Estoy más enfocado en Europa y en Estados Unidos. Pero pues puede que no llegue a ser mucho mejor, ¿no? Porque dicen que ahorita Japón tiene una inflación del 14%, que es bastante alta. O sea, y eso no va a mejorar, ¿eh? Spoiler, enmarquen mis palabras. La segunda mitad de este año van a ver cómo los datos de la inflación va a estar aumentando. O sea, mucho más sostenidamente y mucho más agresivamente. Si ya tienen el 14%, no, que no te sorprenda que en Japón llegue al 20%. Así de... al 20% o más, quién sabe. Ajá, exactamente. En fin, bueno, total. Ahí les dejo este dato y pues no es de extrañar, pues, que... Porque también estaban diciendo que cada vez se están normalizando más en Japón que las esposas participen en la industria del porno japonés, que hagan Japs o Japanese Adult Videos. Y no se me hace raro, ¿no? Porque no sé por qué últimamente en internet está muy de moda el hentai o los videos que son NTR. Ahorita no me acuerdo qué chingado significa. A ver, gente, díganme qué significa el NTR. Que si mal no recuerdo es como historias donde la esposa engaña al esposo y el esposo lo sabe o algo así. O él disfruta viendo que lo engañen. No sé, que es básicamente ser un cook. Entonces... Ah, ok, que... Ah, no, o sea, no solamente que participen en la industria del porno, o sea, sino que sean prostitutas, o sea, estando casadas. Oh, my God. Ok, eso no lo sabía, ¿eh? Pero bueno, no me extraña. Así como son las leyes en Japón y con eso de que la cultura y también lo mismo de que hay altas exigencias y que luego las mujeres también... Fíjense cómo está la situación de que los hombres japoneses saben que las mujeres de su propio país prefieren a los extranjeros. También hay historias en las cuales, de hecho eso lo abordamos ya hace algún tiempo aquí, en el cual las mujeres japonesas se dejan embarazar de hombres extranjeros y ellos nunca se enteran de que tienen un hijo en Japón. O sea, nunca llegan a consolidar el matrimonio. Ok, creo que el NTR no tiene nada que ver con todo lo que estamos viendo. Acá dicen que es más como tema de humillación. Ok, no, ni hablar. En fin, cosas ahí que pasan en estas latitudes. Bueno, ya vimos el video. Ahí ya les di un poco de comentarios al respecto. Entonces, pues no tengo mucho más que agregar acerca de este tema. Así de que, pues la verdad, yo no sabía de esta situación. No me lo esperaba. Creo que es importante que tengamos... No crean que esto me desanima para ir a Japón con hiperinflación a cerrar el bar acá de el café, el Maid Café, solo para mí, ahí. Eso todavía sigue en pie, pero bueno, tendré que esperar uno, dos o quién sabe, tres años más para cumplir ese sueño. Y tal vez me lleve a Katherine ahí nomás para... O me consiga otra Katherine allá, así si no están muy caras. Pero bueno, ya veremos. Ah, ok. Ya me están diciendo que es el NTR. Básicamente es ponerle el cuerno a tu pareja, pero con el padre o la madre de tu cónyuge. Ok, esto se pone cada vez más bizarro, pero recordemos que Japón es la es la tierra de donde viene el porno de tentáculos, así que, pues bueno. Por acá dicen catering ilegal. No sé qué es. ¿Qué se refieren con catering ilegal? En fin, hasta aquí este tema. Vamos a lo que sigue.